afternoon, Friday on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantes. Neither Ro nor Anna are here, but don't worry, it's me, Brian Noonan. I'll be with you all afternoon with Violetta and Judy, and Sam are here as well. Should be a lot of fun. I know Violetta will be very busy telling you about the traffic trouble spots. I'm going to save you a lot of work, Violetta, and just tell everybody right now, traffic sucks. Everywhere you're going,
yes,
it sucks.
That is true.
You're not going to be able to get anywhere quickly or directly. So,
plan ahead. That's a positive.
Right. And if at any point you are experiencing road rage, feel free to get a hold of us. We are your rage station at 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text, too, because texting and driving will cause a lot of people road rage. So you can... You know,
you can use your horn.
Reach out. Use your horn. Use your
That's
finger.
That's what it's there for, right?
Right. Don't use any sort of weaponry. Let's stay away from any sort of bats, tire irons, firearms, shivs.
Roll down your window and enjoy the breeze.
Let me ask you this, Violetta. Have you ever driven a car in stop-and-go traffic?
I have.
Not a lot of breeze coming through. You're not picking up a lot of speed.
There's a lot of wind today.
It's very windy.
I think so.
All right. Well, we'll find out from Tom Skilling later at 6:30. We're doing that. We're also going to talk to Eddie Olczyk at 4:30 about the Hawks making moves in free agency. We've got the Canarble wagon rolling in at 5 o'clock with the Publican restaurant. Top 5 at 5, of course. You know, things are going to start blowing up. If they haven't started blowing up in your neighborhood already because it's the 4th of July weekend, your pets are probably freaking out. I know my dogs are already hiding in the bathroom. They're in the tub. They're just crying. They're babies. Steve Dale is going to join us after 6, and he will give us some tips for helping us with our dogs and cats over the holiday weekend. But first, oh my goodness, I talked to Dean and Wendy about this. This is very exciting. Good news for Illinois. All our financial problems are fixed. The stopgap measure yesterday passed to keep us just rolling along for 6 months or so, really. But it doesn't... all that glitters is not gold. Krista McQuarrie is here. She is on the Tribune editorial board. She's also the host of the Mincing Rascals podcast on WGN Plus. It is always good to talk to you, Kristen. Thanks for coming in on a Friday, especially a holiday Friday.
Sure. Thanks for having me. You kind of look like a Friday today.
You've got
your lobster
shirt. The lobster
on. You've got like your headphones kind of look like NASCAR.
It's very exciting.
Fluorescent green.
If you call me on a Friday and say, can you come in? First I say yes, and then this is how you get me.
Yeah. Well,
you get me ready.
I'm in my T-shirt. We take casual Friday very seriously around here.
Listen, none of the bosses are here.
Exactly.
The big wigs are gone. The man has left the building.
Look what's on my feet.
You have gone, first of all,
Converse
kudos on the White Sox T-shirt.
Yeah,
I know that
thanks.
Doesn't, you know, a lot of, but kudos. And yeah, you got the Converse, you got no socks on.
Yeah.
You're ready.
No bosses.
No.
Because
the bosses are just, you know, maybe we do, I don't know if you read this story, I'm sure you did, maybe we do what those interns did and, you know, write a proposal and a petition to our boss demanding that they change the dress code.
Oh, I did not hear about this.
Yeah, so they brought
in favor.
Well, they brought all the interns in the next day after the bosses had been presented with the petition and fired them all.
Oh, my God. Where?
I forget what. Somewhere in California, I believe it was. A
wow.
big company. All these
Boy.
Interns signed it. They said, hey, you should change your longstanding dress code because we don't think it's right. Oh, really? All right. See ya. Bye.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
So I don't ask the bosses what to wear. Plus, it's radio. Unless you're outside the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue, you can't see what I'm wearing.
Right. Well, that's how I described it.
That's thank you,
you
very
lobsters
much.
Lobsters all over
Yes,
your
it's
shirt.
A big lobster shirt. It's my favorite summer shirt. and maybe I'll wear it now to celebrate this budget because finally, the legislature has gotten together with the governor and all is rosy, right?
I'm trying to have a positive outlook, but only in this state would a six-month budget seem like a laudable accomplishment. But yes, finally, after a year and a half of budget impasse, lawmakers got together over the past couple of days in Springfield, and they at least have something to get us through the next 6 months, which gets them through the November election.
Right. But I'm looking at this and reading it over, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's basically robbing Peter to pay Paul. They took money out of some funds to put in other funds, but it doesn't answer any of the questions. It doesn't give us any long-term budget. Like you said, it's 6 months to get them past November. It doesn't really answer any questions about pensions or workman's comp, any of that kind of stuff. It's just like, hey, look, school can start and some social services will get their money, but we're not exactly sure which ones or how much. And hey, the big news, the good news is the legislator will get paid again.
Oh, sure.
Aren't we all happy about that?
I mean, those poor lawmakers to have to go all this time, you know, two whole months without getting at the front of the line. They were still getting paid, but the comptroller put them at the back of the line, similar to all of the providers. If you are a healthcare provider and you take Medicaid patients, if you provide food to one of the prisons here in Illinois, you've been waiting maybe 6 months, 8 months to get paid. Lawmakers finally got at the back of the line, but now they're back up front.
Now, do you think, and maybe this is just me being contrary, do you think maybe this now will spur them to get something done because they're actually getting paid?
No.
I don't think so
no,
either.
No. I mean, they kind of forgave some debts that they were going to owe themselves because the state has been borrowing money from these various different funds, and then they're supposed to pay it back with interest. So they kind of erased what they owed, so they considered that revenue. And then the state does take in revenue every day. I mean, when you pay sales tax, you go buy something. The state is continually taking in money, and so some of that money will now get to be released to social service providers. You know, Catholic Charities is owed, I think, $7 or $8 million. They're not going to get all of their money, but they'll start getting some of it.
Well, we've got to check traffic in a minute, but I want to get into what the CPS is getting. And you mentioned taxes, so let's tell Chicago taxpayers what they are in store for.
Why ruin their weekend?
Well,
Brian?
I want people, they're already going to be mad about traffic, so let's just heap it on.
Okay.
Let's put everybody in their car in just a boiling cauldron of rage.
All right.
And
when
send them on
back?
Their way. When we come back.
Okay.
Because now at 319, Violetta Podramatic has the traffic trouble spots. Why don't you just do the traffic good spots? That'll make things a lot quicker. Hey, Cubs fans. Head to Jewel Osco every Sunday to collect your 2016 Chicago Cubs Fathead stickers free inside the Chicago Tribune now through August 14th. All right. Big budget, six-month budget passed finally yesterday, and the governor signed it. Of course he did, because he doesn't want to be the guy who keeps kids out of school. Krista McQuarrie is in studio. She's on the Tribune editorial board, and of course you know the host of the Mincing Rascals on WGN+. So let's get to schools, because that's the big thing. Nobody wanted to be the politician who kept the kids out of schools. So Rahm, the mayor, said he just didn't want Chicago to feel like the stepchild of Illinois. So the CPS got some money, but it's not, the governor was quick to point out, this is not the bailout of CPS that some people were calling for. Where does CPS fall in this?
So CPS gets a little bit of extra money through the school aid formula, but so do all districts.
Right.
So they ended up passing a bill that just pumps a little bit more money to schools, and that is a full year budget. Thank goodness, because we don't want to come December and we only have a half year budget for schools too. So CPS got a little money there, and then there's some extra money that they can qualify for in two ways. One is they gave CPS permission to raise our property taxes.
That's what I wanted to get to.
And then if they do some sort of pension reform in the next session, CPS could get another $200 million to go toward their teacher pension fund, which is dangerously underfunded. Mm-hmm. One point is none of this is going to bail out CPS. I mean, CPS is running on fumes. It owes about $689 million. I think they made that pension payment yesterday.
Right.
It's all borrowed money. It's all borrowed. Whatever they even have in the bank, it's borrowed. So CPS is still in trouble. This is not a bailout.
And universities got this money too, not just elementary and high schools. Everybody got some of the education money.
Correct.
But let's get back to this taxing, because that's some of the things that the mayor was pushing for. The ability to raise property taxes again on Chicago homeowners. At what point are we going to tax people out of Chicago?
Well, that's the pivotal question, because homeowners are right now in Chicago getting tax bills that have the city's largest property tax hike increase in modern history on them. So we've got 4 years of that tax hike. CPS already passed a tax hike for construction projects and infrastructure, and then this would be in addition to that. So it really, we will wait to see. I mean, it puts pressure on people who have the ability to leave to go, which they have. I mean, we've seen the numbers of Chicago decreasing, especially even in middle class black neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. People are fleeing. So we're getting to that breaking point.
Well, and that's so that all seems counterintuitive to me. If you need money and you're going to keep taxing the people who are already paying it and they're leaving, you're left with people who aren't paying taxes, so we're just going to get deeper and deeper in this hole.
We could. I mean, I really don't. The city is on better financial footing than the schools. CPS, I just don't see a way out. They have borrowed themselves into so much debt that even if they continue to raise the cap on property taxes, mm-hmm. I still don't think it would be enough. I mean, the school district is just, at some point, probably going to have to file for bankruptcy.
So before we toss this away as just, it's not really anything other than just another way for these guys to try to get elected because they said, look, we passed something together. Besides the schools getting money, are there any other good points to this short budget?
I mean, there are, the good point, I suppose, is that there's no tax hike in it. I mean, at some point we have to talk about a statewide tax increase, but that is not included in this because the governor has said he will not approve new taxes unless there's some reform. Mm-hmm. There's no reform in here. We're just kind of dumping more money into the same problem. But so there's no tax hike. That's probably good. And I think some of the strings attached to the CPS money is good, too. I mean, if they're going to give some money to rescue the teacher pension funds, they want to make sure that money goes into the teacher pension funds and doesn't get spent elsewhere. So there are a couple good things in there about that, too. And all these social service providers who handle our sick, our elderly, our disabled kids, kids with autism, they will finally, the spigot is opening a little bit to help them pay back their, to help them pay their bills.
But we've still got a long way to go on that front, too, right? There's a lot of money that still needs to be found somewhere to help these social services.
Yeah, I mean, we have a stack of bills in the comptroller's office that's $8 billion high. $8 billion in money that we still owe that this budget does not address.
So were you surprised that both sides, the governor and Madigan's side, were downplaying the success of this? Did you expect them to come out and crow a little more than they actually did?
I did, and I think you'll still see lawmakers, individual lawmakers, do that. They're going to be knocking on doors soon.
Sure.
The whole 118 seats in the House are up for grabs, and I think they will at least be able to say, you know, we came to a compromise, we did something. But as I said early on, a six-month budget, a half-year budget in this state is really not, you know, don't break your arms patting yourself on the back too hard.
And I don't think the voters are going to be fooled by a six-month budget.
I hope not.
Forget everything that's happened the last 2 years.
Yeah, I hope not.
Me too. Well, listen, keep up the great work on the editorial board and the podcast, Kristen. Always good to see you. Big 4th of July plans, I hope.
Heading out of town.
There you go.
I'll be on a boat.
Listen, I hear the traffic is bad. That's what they're telling me.
I know. I guess I'm going to stay at work a little longer until it eases up.
Sure. Isn't it happy hour upstairs?
Oh, I hear it is down here at 5.
5 o'clock. You're welcome to drop by.